In the name of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. The word of God for our sermon devotion is recorded in our second lesson from Paul's letter to Philemon. There's only one chapter. We read the first verse and then verses 10 to 21. Paul, a prisoner of Christ Jesus, and Timothy, our brother, to Philemon, our dear friend and fellow worker. And then at verse 10, I appeal to you for my son, Onesimus, who became my son while I was in chains. Formerly, he was useless to you, but now he has become useful both to you and to me. I am sending him, who is my very heart, back to you. I would have liked to keep him with me so that he could take your place in helping me while I am in chains for the gospel. But I did not want to do anything without your consent, so that any favor you do will be spontaneous and not forced. Perhaps the reason he was separated from you for a little while was that you might have him back for good, no longer as a slave, but better than a slave, as a dear brother. He is very dear to me, but even dearer to you, both as a man and as a brother in the Lord. So, if you consider me a partner, welcome him as you would welcome me. If he has done you any wrong or owes you anything, charge it to me. I, Paul, am writing this with my own hand. I will pay it back, not to mention that you owe me your very self. I do wish, brother, that I may have some benefit from you in the Lord. Refresh my heart in Christ. Confident of your obedience, I write to you, knowing that you will do even more than I ask. This is God's word. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, dearly loved by God, there is a short letter stuck between Titus and Hebrews in our New Testament. It is one of the few epistles addressed to a person, and it is without question the most personal. This lesson that we have today is the only time in the church year, in all of the pericopes that the church have chosen for lessons, that the reading is from Philemon. Honestly, I don't know why that is. I think it would be good if there were a few more. The recipient of Paul's quite intimate and personal letter is a man named Philemon. We learn from the letter to the Colossians, which was written and delivered at the same time as this letter, that Philemon was a resident of Colossae in the province of Asia, in Asia Minor. The epistle to Philemon is an epistle about faith. And what a difference faith makes. Faith makes a difference because faith changes hearts. And faith makes a difference because faith changes relationships. The Apostle Paul had quite a dilemma on his hands. What to do with Onesimus? Onesimus was Philemon's slave in Colossae. Onesimus had run away from Philemon and had found his way to Rome. While he was in Rome, God in his providence, in one of those mysterious ways that we sang about, brought this runaway slave and the Apostle Paul together. The Apostle Paul, as you heard in our reading, was in a Roman prison or under house arrest. But he was chained and did not have free access to come and go as he pleased. But in some way, God brought them together. And God, the Holy Spirit, through the gospel, converted Onesimus to faith in Christ. And so, Paul considered now this runaway slave as his son in the faith. And Paul's words indicate that he had grown quite affectionate toward Onesimus in their time that they had spent together. Faith changes hearts. It had changed the heart of this useless slave, the slave who had broken the law and had run away from his master. Seemingly, he also had stolen some money from his master before he headed toward Rome. Paul suspected as much, and when he wrote this letter to Philemon, offered to cover that debt, offered to pay Philemon back whatever Onesimus had stolen. But when Paul wrote this letter, he shows how faith had changed Onesimus' heart. Onesimus now was a servant of Paul. He helped Paul while Paul was chained to share that gospel. He was thankful to God and to Paul for that new faith. And when Paul wrote to Philemon, he wrote using a play on words on Onesimus' name. Onesimus means useful. So paraphrasing what Paul wrote to Philemon, Paul wrote, formerly useful was useless to you. Now he has become useful to both you and to me. So here was Paul's dilemma. He had this faithful and good new Christian helping him there in Rome. But Paul had no legal right to keep Onesimus. Paul had no legal right to command Philemon to release him from his slavery. He had no legal right to say to Onesimus, "Don't go back. Stay here with me." And so the Apostle Paul had this dilemma of sending Onesimus back where he legally belonged, or keeping him there in Rome as a faithful servant to help him in sharing the gospel. The choice Paul made, he made because faith changes hearts. Faith had changed Paul's heart. Remember, Paul had been a Pharisee. Paul had been a murderer of Christians. Paul had been one who trusted completely in his own holiness. But faith in Christ had changed him now to the apostle to the Gentiles. It changed him to a humble man. It changed him to someone willing to be chained up, possibly executed for Christ. And faith changed Paul's heart because now Paul wanted to keep the commandments. Paul knew it was a sin to covet another man's servant. Paul knew it was a sin to break the law, even if it seemed like the outcome and the purpose was good. In faith, Paul knew that he had to leave it up to Philemon to accept Onesimus back. And here, Paul relied on faith-changing hearts. Paul relied on the fact that faith in Christ had changed Philemon's heart. In fact, it had. Philemon had at one time helped Paul in the work of the gospel. In fact, Paul says, "You owe me your very life." I mean, your very self. Paul says, not to mention, "You owe me your very self." In other words, humanly speaking, I'm the one who told you about Christ. I'm the one who brought you to faith in Christ. So now, I'm relying on that faith in your heart to do the right thing, for you to receive Onesimus back, no longer as a slave, but better than a slave, as a dear brother. Paul even indicated that God's providence was behind this. He said perhaps the reason that God brought Onesimus and me together is so that I could have shared Christ with him, and that he became a Christian. So now I could return him to you. Again, not as a slave, if you would make that choice, and I'm relying on you to make that right choice, but as a brother in Christ. Faith changes hearts. Appropriate those lessons of those men to yourselves, to ourselves as Christians. Our faith trumps our selfishness and our covetousness, like it did in the Apostle Paul. Our faith causes us to no longer be selfish and self-centered as Onesimus had been, but now to become a humble and willing and faithful servant of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Faith changes our hearts so that we could be like Philemon and forgive the sins that others had committed against us, to welcome them back, to accept them back spontaneously and freely in love, rather than seeking retribution. The retribution that Philemon could have given to this runaway slave could have been quite severe. But faith, as it changes hearts, the difference that faith makes is that it also changes relationships. The relationship that we have in Paul's letter to Philemon is a man who is now a Christian and a slave owner, and a man who is still a runaway slave but is now a Christian. And as I mentioned, Paul did not command Philemon to give up his personal property, even though that personal property was another human being. Paul did not tell Philemon, or rather Onesimus, because you're a Christian now, you can break the law and run away from your master. Now you can break the law because that's your situation is unfair and unjust. So now, because you're a Christian, you no longer have to live in that ordinance, that unjust human ordinance that existed in society. Paul was not about changing social order. He was about the gospel that changes hearts. He was about Jesus Christ, who lived and then died on the cross to pay for our sins and then rose to live again, so that we could die in Christ and live again in that faith and in that new life that Christ gives us. Paul wrote to his friend, "I do wish, brother, that I may have some benefit from you in the Lord. Refresh my heart in Christ. Confident of your obedience, I write to you, knowing that you will do even more than I ask." Paul relied on the faith that the gospel had worked in Philemon's heart to change the relationship that he had with Onesimus. Paul relied on the change that took place in Onesimus' heart that would change his relationship to his master. Now, even if that relationship had not changed outwardly, Paul relied on it to change because of the inner change that faith had worked in those two men's hearts. Even if Philemon had continued to consider and to hold Onesimus as his slave, he would have done so now also recognizing Onesimus' equality with him in his spiritual life, in his being a child of God. And even if Onesimus remained a slave, if that's what his master wanted him to do, he would have done so. But no longer would he have been useless and rebellious, but now in faith, in obedience, he would have shown his love for his Savior Christ by showing his love to his master and his obedience to his master. Faith in Jesus Christ is what changes relationships. You know, maybe you've heard it said that you can't legislate righteousness. That's not exactly true. You can, to a degree, make people do the right and just thing by passing certain laws. But you really have not accomplished true righteousness. You really have not accomplished any change in the relationship. The only thing that does that is the gospel, is the fact that Christ lived and Christ died and Christ lived again for us, that he paid for all of our sins, and that he now guides and directs us to go and to live humbly with a faith that works in love, a faith that changes relationships with our spouses, with our children, with our co-workers, with our bosses, with the government. Yes, even with unjust laws. And even maybe things that are completely against God's will. We are not a gathering of believers to change social order by legislation. We are not here by force to make people do the right thing by force. But rather, like Paul, we share the gospel. We call people to repentance, including ourselves. We forgive sins as God has forgiven us. And the Holy Spirit then will change hearts as he's changed our hearts to then do the right thing in the Lord. To do the right thing as we refresh one another's hearts in Christ. It is the gospel that creates a new heart and a right spirit within us. With the Apostle Paul, we are confident that Philemon did the right thing. We are confident that Philemon did even more right thing than Paul even asked him to do. And with faith, may the same be said for us in our relationships in Christ, so that we benefit and refresh each other in the Lord. Amen.